Hello and welcome to the 7th episode of The Trevor Show. I'm your host, Pascal. In today's podcast, we will have an interview, a talk, with Vossen. Vossen is a guy from Indonesia and he currently lives in Jakarta. Hey, Vossen, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the interview with Vossen. So tell me where you're from.
I'm from Indonesia.
All right. And which city?
I'm from Jakarta, the capital city.
Yeah. And how's the weather currently there?
I'm sorry?
How's the weather currently there?
The weather, it's hot. It hasn't rained for a few days, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how's the weather normally? Are there like rainy seasons or?
Yeah.
I think it's quite tropical, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, but this time it's really hot here and mm-hmm. It hasn't rained for a few days.
Mm. What do you think about the people in your culture?
Be honest. I say, I guess it's pretty unique because I wouldn't say that Indonesia has one culture because it mm-hmm. comprised of multiple cultures and I can't say where I belong because Indonesia is pretty diverse and everything is pretty much mixed. But in general, when I say about Indonesia, I guess it's an okay thing, I guess. Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. It has so many things to talk
about. Do you hate it?
I would say I like it and hate it too. Like, I really want to like my own culture, but it's kind of hard, especially what they think of. And, you know, I don't know. It's really hard. It's complicated to talk about these things.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But, like, are there like many different cultures in like your city or in the general country?
I'm sorry?
Are there like many different cultures in like your city as well? Like different religions, for example?
Yeah, there are so many people here in my city. And there's actually, you know, that there are more than 10 million people living in this city. And there are so many people like the Javanese, the mm-hmm. the Batawi people, the Chinese, many people, you know, come to the city to live. And I guess it has grown well for mm-hmm. these years. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jakarta, you said 10 million people live there?
Yeah, there are many people living here. Very many.
How do you get around? Is it like you don't have like public transport and you need to have a car or something?
A transport? It's transport here is a bit hard because knowing that the size of the population is really big, and mm-hmm. although Jakarta is a small city, getting to places is really hard, especially because of the traffic. And public transportation can't really reach all the areas because there are many slums here and many people live here on such poor conditions. And I guess it kind of, in my opinion, I guess it kind of disturbs planning on transportation, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that's very hard. If you don't have money, you can get around really. Except again, you have like a bike or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit more about Jakarta. Which attractions would like a tourist like me have to visit to like know Jakarta?
For tourists like you, I guess. I guess you could visit the city center, which is there are actually many places to visit, but I'm actually thinking on the actual good places that you could visit, because I've been living here and like I say, there's nothing special about Jakarta.
Outside of Jakarta, maybe it's like something very uniquely, like a temple, maybe.
Well, it's not really villagey and stuff. I guess the place where I'm living, it's kind of famous among the Indonesians, because I live near the seaside, and yeah, it and I guess a company like decided to buy this area and make it into a recreational area, and yeah, and they also have residences here, which I am one of the resident. Yeah, this place is, I guess it's okay, although the beach is kind of dirty. The water is kind of blackish, maybe because of the pollution. But I guess the Indonesians like to go here and just have fun.
Relax in the sun.
Also, one advantage of being a resident around this area, you get like free access to this recreational area for as long as you live here, I guess.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but I rarely go to visit the, I rarely visit the recreational area because it's boring for me.
Especially if they live for a long time, you just want to do something else, I think, you're right? And what would you change in your city if you were the mayor?
I'm sorry.
If you were the mayor, what would you change in your city? Like, you have all the power in the world, you can change anything you want.
If I can change anything, that's really hard. I would say, of course, the transport, because people here seriously need to change about, I know, their transportation habits. Although the government is doing everything they could
Think it's
do
also
to.
quite dangerous to even drive around there, right? Think it's also quite dangerous to just drive around there.
Well, it's not really dangerous. Well, yeah, sometimes it is really dangerous because in here it's basically like cars everywhere. And even like walking the pedestrians and what the pavements, they're not even really nice, and they're not even, and I don't think so the government is doing anything about it. So walking can be really dangerous. And I would say, as I also love to do biking, and I say, but it's really unsafe to do biking because once I got into an accident while riding a bike, and and my head almost got crushed by a car, but thankfully it didn't happen.
You're still here?
Yeah, I still survived.
It's very, it's crazy to think about something like that. But yeah, I think traffic is always a good idea to improve. What would your second pick be if you, if the traffic was okay? What would you second?
My second pick would be, I don't know, control all the waste here, like, because the waste management here, I say it's pretty bad, although it's starting to improve. Before the lakes and rivers, they're just piled up with trash, and it smells so bad. But I think,
Can imagine.
I think a few years ago they elected a new governor, and he started to do something about it and cleaning up the rivers and started to build some walls around them.
That's
And
good.
yeah, I wouldn't say it's really perfect now, but it still needs some
It's getting
changing, I
there. Well, things like that take time before they actually, before you see what's changed, so.
guess.
What would your dream destination be if you have the money in the world?
You mean where I would go if I have the money?
Like holiday or maybe move somewhere.
Well, for moving, I would say around the Scandinavian areas, or Germany, or Netherlands or Luxembourg, maybe. I don't know. Basically, those areas.
Ah, cool. Yeah, myself,
Yeah.
I'm from Netherlands, so I can tell you everything about Netherlands.
Well, I used to have dreams of moving there.
And for
Yeah.
holiday, what would you next planned holiday would be?
I would say somewhere in the Central Asia, like Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, those areas. I say it has a really unique culture there and it interests me.
Also, like Mongolia, I think it would be very interesting.
Oh yeah, Mongolia,
Nobody live
definitely.
there, and their culture is like very different.
Yeah.
And you can only choose one mode of transportation: plane, boat, train, or car. What would you choose?
I would say plane. I love planes since I was a little child. And whenever I go inside of a plane, I would just like, I don't want to leave this place.
Yeah, I love flying myself too, but after 12 hours of flying, I would like to leave the plane, because there's much more to explore than just the plane. But planes are quite some piece of technology that's like amazing, especially because
Yeah.
it's only 105 years old, since the Wright brothers invented the plane. It's like
Yeah.
we have jets now and everything. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And hotel or hostel?
I would say a hotel. Yeah.
Privacy or
Yeah, privacy. I guess hotel has better services. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
like,
but
I
with hostel
wouldn't.
you can have like a breakfast too sometimes, and you can meet people, travel with them,
Personally, I haven't had any experiences with hostels, so maybe I should just find out and, see what happens.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I have some experience with hostels. Some are quite bad because some people were like being very rude in the middle of the night and not didn't let me sleep. But some people are like very nice, and I did things with them and have friends now with them. So,
I see.
it can go either way.
Yeah.
Be lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me, maybe? Don't put my
question.
question.
Well, I don't think so. I have any questions. But let me think. When you travel, you think entertainment is important to accompany by your side.
If you travel with someone, it's always better because then you share experiences. And basically, I know a lot of things about some part of the country, maybe, and the other one will know more things too. So, you can accompany that together and make like the best travel basically together. That's, for example, my girlfriend, we travel a lot. So, for example, we went to Paris. And I was there before, so I knew a little bit already about everything, and I knew a little bit of French too, and she doesn't speak any French, so that's very handy to have someone that speaks the language maybe better than you. And also traveling alone is sometimes a little bit lonely and you kind of feel lost, which is also cool, but sometimes you just want to be with someone. It's better.
Yeah. Well, I guess, how about like when you travel alone? What do you think about traveling alone?
Sometimes it can be very cool, very relieving maybe. I'm like a social person, so I like to talk to people. And traveling alone will give you like more chances to meet people if you're like open. Gives you a possibility to be more free. If you're traveling with friends, sometimes the friends want to do different things than you want to do, and it can lead to conflicts. It's sometimes
Yeah,
hard.
I've experienced that before. It's really hard.
But if you have good friends, then everyone will be happy, and it's like make it a win and win-win situation basically. So,
Yeah.
but if you have bad friends, then they want to do whatever they want and they don't care about you. So then you know that you cannot trust those friends. Use it as a learning experience.
Have you ever experienced any difficulties while traveling? And what's your worst problem that you have experienced during traveling?
Sometimes it's just a language.
Language, okay.
For example, when I lived in Poland, I don't speak any Polish at all. I learned a little Polish when I lived there, but in the beginning it was very hard to do like official business. For example, if I need to open a bank account and they don't speak English, it's like, okay, good luck. Yeah,
I
or you
see.
need to do taxes or whatever and they don't speak English at all. But nowadays with technology, you can just translate that, so that's like easy to solve, you know?
Yeah.
But still hard, but yeah. I rarely get lost anymore because now we have phones and data allowances. You can just get Google Maps and turn on navigation. So that's very cool.
Yeah,
For
it
example,
does help.
Last weekend I was in Amsterdam and I got a little bit lost over there, even though I've been there like 5 times.
I see.
And I just turned on my phone, started Google navigating, and I knew where I was again. So,
I see.
yeah.
So have you ever had any interests, you know, maybe to learn languages so that you would not get lost and not rely on your phone so much?
Yeah. Whenever I'm in a country, doesn't matter which country, I try to speak the local language. Even with help from like Google Translate, I still try to learn as much as I can. For example, when I was in Mexico, I just spoke as much of Spanish as I can do, basically.
I see.
So, yeah. Just out of respect as well, you know. So, yeah. Because it's very rude. If someone in my country, English is fine, but if someone in my country doesn't try to speak my language or English, then I've that's for me, that's very rude. So I try not to be rude by speaking my own language. It's like,
It's kind of difficult if you think people are, you know, think that you are rude and all.
Yeah. Well, I think that's everything right now. So thank you for your time. Welcome. And maybe speak to you soon.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Have a good night. I think it's over.
Good
It's
night.
Nighter. Yeah. See ya.
See ya.
I hope you liked that talk with Fossum. He's a very interesting guy, and I think we have many more podcasts together. So, if you want to do a podcast too, leave me a voice message on Anchor, and we will be in touch. Thank you, and have a nice day.